My microphone was muted. Got it figured out. What's up? How you guys doing today, huh? Huh? What is it? Thursday, July 22nd. It's 8 o'clock Eastern time. I'm on the ball today. Don't know how long the show's going to last. Probably not even an hour. We'll see. Song's sick. I call this part like the breakdown. It's where the song stops. Bam. Wait for it. Wait for it. Yeah. Anyway, this show is called Wake Up America. My name is Steve. I'm your host for the evening. Tonight we're going to be talking about the NFL and how they suck. We're going to talk about some COVID stuff. And we're also going to talk about some protests. Well, there's a couple of protests that are taking place. One ended already. And then there's protests currently at a store in Minnesota. And I'll tell you why they're protesting at a store. They've kicked computers over and demanded the store to be closed. It's a hardware store. We'll tell you why in a little bit. But first, as always, this show is sponsored in whole or in part by Spartan Armor Systems. You can visit SpartanArmorSystems.com and use code YEET and get 10% off your entire order. That's a hell of a deal for some of the best body armor you could ever imagine. Arizona-based company. Awesome guys there, big supporters of our show. And you can see I've also got some of their stuff. If I get this off of the screen, you can see I've got some of their body armor here. One of their hats right here. Very nice, very nice. All right, let's end the music and get the show started. So obviously you guys see the caption on this video. This video today is about the NFL, or a very small portion actually, because I have a breakdown of a protest video I want to show to you. But the NFL today has just, it's basically solidified the fact that I hate them. And solidified the fact that the NFL that I grew up watching, you know, with, it's just gone. It's gone. Last year, I didn't watch the NFL, or I watched, I think, a half of an opening day game, and then I watched, you know, part of the Super Bowl, but I couldn't really get into it too much because of all the politics that were injected in the league. I just couldn't, and especially because I disagree with the whole politics. You know, the second I saw someone with the name Jacob Blake on the back of their head, I just couldn't take it seriously. You know, me personally, and again, it's not because Jacob Blake was shot by police officers and I disagree with the fact that people rioted and people lost their lives as a direct result to that. That's not why. It's the fact that Jacob Blake was an alleged sexual assaulter, or is. That's why. And the person that he was alleged to have sexually assaulted was the one who called the police when he was trying to take the car that had kids in it. When she had a restraining order against him. That's why. Because just like the woman's niece or nephew or cousin or something said on Twitter. And mind you, the cousin was a civil rights attorney. And the cousin said, imagine how my cousin feels watching her alleged rapist. They didn't say rapist. They said, you know, rapist. The name being martyred on the football helmets. But you know what? So I couldn't just get on board with it. And then today, the NFL has taken it a step further. The NFL has added additional COVID-19 vaccination incentives. That's what ESPN is calling it, incentives. Threatening forfeits and the loss of game checks if an outbreak among unvaccinated players causes irresolvable disruption in regular season. So basically, this year, like last year, there was 5 games that were postponed because of, you know, COVID outbreaks. 5 games that were postponed, they were able to make them up. This year, however, they are saying that if they can't postpone those games and the outbreak is a result of people that are unvaccinated, meaning that if you are vaccinated and they pause your game, no worries, no penalty. You don't have to worry about it. But if you're unvaccinated, your team forfeits, you get the L. For the season, the team that you're playing against or should have been playing against gets the win. You lose your checks. The opposing team, the team that was just playing you that week, they also lose their checks. And then the team that had the resulting outbreak has to recoup, or they have to pay the NFL to recoup, and the team as well, the opposing team. They have to basically expense everything. and pay for it. So what do you think this does? What do you think it does? It literally forces players to get vaccinated, because not only does it say, okay, you don't have the right to not get vaccinated, otherwise you're not going to get paid. If you choose to be unvaccinated, you will not get paid if there's an outbreak. They're not only saying that, they're also saying that if there is an outbreak, you're going to have to pay other people because you chose to not get vaccinated. It's incredibly idiotic. And then here's what's more idiotic about this whole thing. First, they base it on CDC guidelines. Okay, no, you didn't. Secondly, they also have guidance for if players, how long someone has to quarantine. And this is the funniest part, because you know what the vaccine doesn't do? It doesn't make you instantly not contagious anymore. But for some reason, the NFL thinks it does. So if you've been vaccinated and you test positive, you're allowed to resume play again. You're allowed to play again after 24 hours of testing positive or testing negative twice for the vaccination or for COVID-19. However, if you're unvaccinated and you test negative for the vaccination after you've been or for COVID after you've already tested positive, you have to wait 10 days mandatory quarantine. For some reason, Your Highness Goodell, Roger Goodell, the bonehead idiot who's is single-handedly killing football and has been for years. But this guy thinks, okay, as another penalty for people, apparently now it's a common belief amongst the NFL that if you're vaccinated, you're no longer contagious to other people, which doesn't make any sense. Have you heard that anywhere? Has anybody heard that? Because I certainly haven't, but apparently Roger Goodell says that it's all on him. So here are some of the requirements that they said. The new policy that they issued in a memo today to all their teammates says a game is postponed by requirement of the governor, or I'm sorry, of the government authorities, medical experts, or at the discretion of his highness, the commissioner, because of ongoing health concerns of an outbreak. It said the league can't find a suitable date to reschedule within the 18-week framework of the regular season. But I can't talk. The original postponement was caused by an outbreak among unvaccinated players of the team. I don't, like, this is so insane. It's so insane because who cares whether you're vaccinated or not in terms of being sick, right? They even go as far to say if the outbreak in the game has to be canceled because of an outbreak of vaccinated players, they're going to do their best to compensate the people, the teams, for not playing. They're not going to face the same the financial penalties as the players if it were to happen to a team where they had an unvaccinated outbreak. How can you even call it an unvaccinated outbreak? And what qualifies that? Is it if one unvaccinated player catches COVID-19 and 17 vaccinated players catch COVID-19? Is that still considered an unvaccinated outbreak because you have one person that was unvaccinated? Do you know the CDC guidance, what they said earlier today, that it was I forgot who it was, Secretary of something today. She was in the White House press conference and she said it was so dumb. Or you know what? This was actually the COVID press conference that was on earlier that I didn't live broadcast. But they basically said, if you're vaccinated, everybody should be vaccinated because they're fear mongering is what they're doing. She basically said it doesn't matter if you're vaccinated, because if you go into a community where people are unvaccinated, you're at a higher risk because those people are at a higher risk. It doesn't make any sense. Here's the thing. We have no actual data saying that COVID-19 vaccinations are actually stopping you from catching COVID. They're not. What they're saying is that the majority of 99.9%, although that number fluctuates, there were 150 deaths in New York or in New Jersey, but 50 of them were vaccinated. Let's not talk about that. That's a one-off. This is so dumb, what's going on in our country. And I said it earlier. What happens when someone forces you to do something you don't like? Like, have you ever tried to make a kid eat broccoli? If the kid doesn't eat broccoli, and the more you say it, the more opposed he's going to be to that broccoli. Well, doesn't that seem kind of what they're doing now with the vaccinations? Doesn't it just seem that they're doing everything in their everything possible to just ruin everything until everyone is vaccinated? And I would almost at this point argue everyone should get vaccinated, because so we can actually prove that the vaccinations don't work, because there's a lot of people that think the vaccinations don't work and there's no science for it. That's what Jen Psaki and Joe Biden, everybody else says. There's no science behind that argument. The only way you're going to be able to do it is by getting data sets, and they're not providing full data sets. The CDC isn't providing full data sets. They said today, Jen Psaki was like, I forgot what she said. It was stupid, and I had to interrupt it. It was the first time I interrupted the conference today, but she said the majority of the hospitalizations, 97% of hospitalizations, are among the unvaccinated. That's because they're not keeping track of the rest of the people that catch COVID that are vaccinated that don't require hospitalization. For example, the people that need the 100,000 people that require doctor's appointments to get, you know, all this medicine and stuff for them to be able to beat COVID after they've been vaccinated, those people don't count in the past month. They're not counted in the CDC guidance. But if you're unvaccinated, you are counted. Even if you go to the hospital and then you leave and they discharge you, you are counted if you're unvaccinated. That's why they say 99% of the people that are in the hospital, which is incorrect when you look at the actual data. And that's why it's really interesting. Look at the hospitalization rate. Just Google it. Look at the hospitalization rate for COVID-19 people that are vaccinated. You're only going to find news articles. You're not going to find any actual data. They list the CDC, but you can spend hours on the CDC website and you can't find it. Where did that come? First, it was 99.999%. And now, then it was 97. Yesterday, it was 94. Jen Psaki today said 97 again. No one even knows what the percentages is. And then our president in chief, the president of the United States, gets up on the national stage yesterday and flat out lies and said, if you're vaccinated, you won't get COVID. Fact check that, because he said it. If you're vaccinated, you will not get COVID. Even CNN couldn't even cover that one up. CNN couldn't even cover it up. It's insane. So let's talk about some of the people that died in COVID in New Jersey, according to the Department of Health spokesperson Donna Lausner. 50 people have died through July 12th, have died from COVID-19 and were vaccinated. Of those people, 30 of the 50 were over 80. 12 of the people were between 65 and 79. 6 were between 50 and 64. Keep that in mind. Now, they say these fatalities account for approximately 1 in 100,000 fully vaccinated residents, meaning that vaccines are 99.99% effective in preventing COVID-related deaths. Not true, because you're taking death rates on vaccinated people, but you're not accounting for the death rates that happened before people were vaccinated. They're still using the same death numbers. They're still using the same people. It doesn't make any sense. Like, these numbers just don't make sense, and yet they just keep saying them over and over. It's kind of like, you know how a couple of years, well, it was more than a couple of years ago, maybe 15, 20 years ago, they started always saying that, like, phone numbers three times, or if you want to visit a website, go to www.puretruthclothing.com, www.puretruthclothing.com, www.puretruthclothing.com. The reason they do it is because now that's stuck in your head. It's almost like that's what's going on with the vaccination stuff. Every single thing, and now they got DeSantis saying it, they got McConnell threatening lockdowns again. It's literally fear-mongering. And you know what's funny is in my article that we wrote today about the NFL thing, there I listed a... I forgot who it was, and I don't have the article open, but there was a wide receiver for the Cardinals, I think, or the Falcons. I don't even know. I don't even care about football anymore. I really just don't. So stupid. But there was a guy here. Let me find the article, because it was a good one. Yeah, hold on. So I used this quote. Now, this quote was by DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins is a wide receiver for the Cardinals. He posted on Twitter, said, "Never thought I would say this, but being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in a vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL." Now, if you listen to CNN, you would think, whoa, that's a white Trump supporter. Guess what? No, it's not. I don't know if he's a Trump supporter, but he's not a white dude. But again, I'm just breaking the racist narrative that CNN always portrays, that the people that are holdouts are white middle-aged men that voted for Trump. That's what they always say, even though that's factually incorrect. Now, while I was typing this article, I was getting ready to try to embed that tweet into WordPress, and it wouldn't let me. And I'm like, what the hell? Why wouldn't it let me? Luckily, I didn't close the page because he deleted the tweet. So I screenshot it and I put it up there. And you know, it's funny because and he wrote that at 3:49. He posted it. I started writing this article at 4:17 is when I was looking at all this, because I was like, wow, he had 3,752 quote tweets and 1,989 retweets in such a short time. I mean, that went super viral. And then he deleted it. I didn't think it was that bad. So I started, because I still had it up on my screen, so I started scrolling down to all the comments, and just, he was being attacked by leftists, attacked by people on the right that are pro-vaccine. Because let's get this straight. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just don't believe in it for myself. If it makes you happy to do it, go for it. I don't care. But to force people to do it, for people to lose their job, like the six people in the hospital system in New Jersey that lost their job because of it, the people in Idaho, our viewers that are going to lose their job, the union workers in Pennsylvania that are going to lose their job, the college in Florida that just said, if you want to come to this school, whether to work or to learn, you must be vaccinated. I'm not, I disagree with forcing someone to do something they disagree with. But for some reason, we're on the losing end of this. If anyone can't realize, we are on the losing end of this spectrum right now. And DeAndre Hopkins was one of the people that was on the losing end. He deleted his tweet. And you know what he wrote? And this is so good and so important that everyone realizes this. You know what he wrote as a reply after getting smashed by the left for posting that? I never thought I would say this, but being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL. He wrote freedom. One word, freedom. Because in America, we should have the freedom to decide what chemicals go in our body. Right? Just as someone that is vaccinated, that is worried to getting sick from somebody else, has a right not to go out. If you think that me being unvaccinated is going to affect you in a negative way, become a hobbit and stay inside. Because freedom, that's what the flag is about. That's what this country is about. It's about freedom. It's not about giving up everything that we hold dear. It's not about saying, if you can't beat them, choose them or, join them. It's not about saying, well, I want to play football. I don't want to get some foreign substance put in my body, but I want to play football, so I'll do it. Or even worse than that, saying, well, I need to get paid. Who's going to work for free? The NFL, I mean, this was the most blatant strong arm. It's not even an attempt. It's horrible. It's horrible. If a forfeit occurs, players with the NFL for on both teams, not even, and see, this is the part that's really crazy, not even the players on just the affected team, the players on both teams, even the vaccinated that aren't, COVID, exhibiting anything, they lose their pay. They don't get paid. The team that suffered the outbreak would be responsible for any shortfall the league's revenue sharing pool and would be credited with a loss for the purposes of playoff seeding. It's so crazy. According to the memo, and if an outbreak among vaccinated players caused a postponement of game, the league said, quote, will attempt to minimize the competitive and economic burden on both participating teams. So they basically say, hey, guess what? If you're vaccinated and we have to forfeit your game, we will deal with the competitive stuff. We will deal with the economic stuff. Don't worry about that. It's not going to affect you. If you're unvaccinated, you're effed. And that's it. That is what Roger Goodell made in his decision today. And again, how can, see, this is the thing that's mind-boggling to me. If you say the vaccines are safe right now, you are lying. Because you don't know. Yes, the vaccines appear to be safe. That's what you could say, but you can't say they're safe. It's like me saying jumping, crossing a highway, in rush hour traffic is safe. Because I may be able to get away without getting killed. I just don't understand. It's like, oh, holding an umbrella in a lightning storm is safe because the chances of it happening to you are very slim. But guess what? It doesn't make any sense. And Roger Goodell said that in the memo. He said, well, the vaccine is safe. And people that are getting sick are only getting sick a little bit. Like, what? Again, it's not even a fact about whether you want to get a vaccine or not. It's a fact about people forcing you to do it and people marginalizing you because you want to or don't want to do it. How many people, and I should do a poll, except I can't do it when I'm doing this, but how many people in this chat think and do this? How many people in this chat right now, in all my social media channels, how many people think you should force other people to be vaccinated? One for yes, two for no. Let's see what they say. And guess what? I'm not asking if you're vaccinated. I'm only asking, do you think that the government or businesses or anybody should force you to be vaccinated? Because that's what the NFL is doing to their players. That's what hospitals across the country are doing to people. That's what schools are doing by forcing people to wear masks or be vaccinated. Isn't it weird right now? We have, I don't even know how many people, thousands of people watching this right now. And you know what? I see a sea of twos in the chat right now. A sea of twos. You know why? Because even the people that have vaccinated, that chose to be voluntarily vaccinated, here's the catch. They chose to be voluntarily vaccinated. They weren't forced to do it. Because I can tell you, in all honesty, if they were forced to do it, that would make them say no. Does that make sense? It's like saying, well, hey, that guy jumped off that bridge and he survived, so why don't you go do it? It doesn't make any sense. But yet, that's the culture that we live in now, where we just have to do what everybody else says. And if you don't, or you think it's the wrong thing, well, shame on you. And it's disgusting. Look at all the twos. Look at how... In America, probably feels the same way. Like I have, 1,400 people watching on social media, probably another couple of thousand watching on all the apps. We have all these people right now that say, well, you shouldn't force people to be vaccinated. Then why is it that everyone in leadership, all of our influencers and everything, are actually forcing people by default? If you say, like, the plumbers union with the water department in Pennsylvania, I forgot where, we wrote an article on it. They said, listen, if you choose not to get vaccinated, which is your choice, you choose not to have a job, you choose to get assigned to the basement where you're not going to have any contact with anybody else, and if you're not skilled enough for that job, guess what? You're fired. You have hospitals that are saying, if you're not vaccinated, you're fired. You have school districts that are saying, if you're not vaccinated, you're fired. You have colleges saying, if you're not vaccinated, you can't get an education. Well, guess what? You're not missing that much anyway. All those students that were thinking about going to that school, guess what? Take that as an omen. It's a waste of money. It's insane. Someone said, yeah, the military doesn't get a choice in vaccinations. However, this is not a vax. Yeah, but you have a choice to be in the military, you know. And this isn't a vaccination. It's not. Because wouldn't a vaccination, because maybe the definition of vaccination has changed in the past. Because I always thought when you get the vaccination for the flu, you're not going to get the flu. I don't know. That's how I thought. I thought it was supposed to protect you against it. Now they're saying the vaccination, what its sole job is to protect you from having an illness that's going to kill you. That's why I read one article, in literally every single article that I read about this, it's, you can tell it's just, it's seeping with bullshit. And again, I'm not criticizing the fact that people are going out and getting vaccinated. More power to you. That is the beauty of America. You have the freedom to make up your own mind to get vaccinated. If you choose to get vaccinated, you choose it. If you choose not to, you choose it. My wife is going to make a decision. She's going to get vaccinated. It doesn't affect me, except for the fact that who knows what the hell's going to happen in a couple of years. But that's her right to do so. For a company to come in and say you need to get vaccinated, or the NFL to come in and say you need to get vaccinated. Someone said it's a flu shot, not a vaccine. It's called a vaccine. Look up what a flu shot is. It's just crazy, man. It's just going to keep going and going and going. And until the country locks down, I firmly believe this is just a big setup to lock us all down again. They're going to warn about it. But see, I mean, look at 2020 as just a precursor to how this year was. The same thing is going to happen this year. Last year we had a president that every single thing that he said, they disputed, they ripped apart. It turns out that a lot of what he said was actually true and accurate. Now we have people that are sitting here, and now we have a president that is literally doesn't even know what the hell he's saying. One day he says, you need to be vaccinated for protection, and it's not an end all be all. And then last night he says that COVID vaccinations, or, you know, the vaccinations will mean you will not get COVID. It's just insane, man. Someone said, come on, Steve, you're journalist Catherine Austin Fitz. I don't know what that means. It's just crazy, man. You really have to think about it. You have to think about what's going on in this country. And again, this isn't an, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I don't know. I mean, this is, I'm not, because I don't care. I'm not going to go out. I don't judge someone based on being vaccinated or not. You know why? Because you sit with them, they're the same exact person they were before. You know, they just now have a little lump in their arm that never goes away. I'm just kidding. You know, that's the microchips. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know, man. It's just crazy. You know, it's just crazy. I mean, the way the media portrays everything, it's like the end all be all. And then we watched all the hearings today where they're talking about January 6th and they're talking about this. And everyone is pretending that what's going on in this country isn't really happening, which is mind boggling to me. Here's one of the things. As of Thursday, the number of homicides in Philadelphia this year is up to 314 people. 314 people. That's up 35% from the same time last year. Philadelphia now has the highest murder rate in the country per capita of the country's 10 largest cities. It's insane. As the death toll continues to rise at a breaking pace, some city leaders are demanding action from the mayor. They're not going to do it. And what's funny is same city leaders are the ones that defunded the Philly Police Department or partially cut their budgets. People now say that's not defunding. They say it's cutting budgets. Well, it all was under the same umbrella. Minneapolis today lost because the National Police Association, I think, sued them. And so they have to refund their police department. And cities across America are now saying, shit, we have to refund our police departments too. And how are you going to refund your police departments? You're going to have to pay cops a lot more than what you did before. Because I don't know how anyone could be a police officer right now, unless you're in a small area. And Philadelphia just had another police-involved shooting an hour ago. Apparently, a guy started firing into a crowd of people and police arrived and shot him. I'm wondering if they're going to riot or protest, because that's what they're doing out in Minneapolis today. After a Menards store employee died Thursday morning, this morning, at a Golden Valley store. According to Golden Valley police, a caller reported that a man was pinned under a forklift and was unconscious. When police arrived at the store after 10 a.m., they had found he had been killed when a pallet of lumber fell on the forklift he was operating. They say their small family here, they're in shock. Our thoughts and prayers are with the teammate and his family, said Menards in a statement. Well, guess what? Apparently his family is thinking, well, they're mad at police for some reason because police have something to do with it. And they've been I would call it rioting. I wouldn't call it protesting. I'd call it rioting. Breaking in the store, a huge police presence, they're locked down. It's insane. And they're wearing shirts. Like, how do they already have shirts? What is this? Miami Gardens? Oh my gosh. Hard Rock Stadium, a portion of Hard... This was 3 hours ago. A portion of Hard Rock, the Rolling Loud stage, has collapsed a day before the festival is supposed to kick off. I don't know if anyone was injured. It's a really crazy... stuff is so crazy. The family of the victims of today's forklift accident have gathered at the Menards. They want the store shut down for the day. At least 20 police vehicles were outside of the store. I mean, I don't... Here, let me put this over here so just so you guys could see what I'm looking at. This is insane, dude. I mean, it's tragic, but it doesn't, I just don't understand it. So apparently this young man lost his life today. I just don't understand it. I don't understand why they're protesting and tearing everything apart now. And there was protests earlier on Woke. There was, I guess, the pipeline protests are still going on. But, all right, you ready for a deep dive into a fucking another stupid thing? I think it's important to show you this because a lot of the times, if you're just watching our, you don't get to see. If you're just tuning in and you've never seen these protests and these riots and just what actually goes on in these things, well, guess what? I'm going to show you one. Now, you may recognize some of these people. Let me just see if I skip around if you recognize some of these people. I bet you do already. Because you see here, this guy is Mike Donovan. We've been talking about the Nexus story for months and months. Well, for weeks now. That's him. And you're going to see him in all his glory today. This is Bonnie Chapman, the daughter of Dog the Bounty Hunter, as she says in her profile. And virtually every time she's protesting, she says that. So, for some reason, they decided to depart from Stanton, Virginia. They were outside of the police station today, earlier on, around 12 o'clock. They were outside of the Augusta County Sheriff's Office marching around. And then I did see on social media that they were going to be in Charlottesville, but I didn't notice it until 3:35. And they said they were going to be there at 4 o'clock because I would have went down there to film. It's not that far. But apparently today they decided to go down there and protest body cameras, which is kind of funny considering Charlottesville police already have body cameras. But they were there to protest and make a scene and do everything they did. So let's listen to some of this stuff. So the guy that you hear on the background with his little shadow right there, his name is Jafari, right? His real name, Aubrey something. Convicted felon. Mind you, and he does wear body armor. But the body armor doesn't appear to have any plates in it. You know why it doesn't have any plates in it? Because that would be a federal felony because he's a convicted felon. Now, this is where it kind of gets interesting because I'm sure these two guys are fans of my show or they just know a lot about this stuff. I'm not sure. I'm assuming that they're fans of my show because they were saying a lot of the things that I've already written. Actually, everything that I've already written, they talked about today. But let's listen in, because I want you guys to be able to hear, and I'm going to do it like a slow motion breakdown when we go through this protest. See, I just did that slow motion reel. That sounded, should be a voiceover guy. But I'm just going to play this a little bit. I'm going to stop. I'm going to skip around. But I want you to hear what these people say. And I say these people because, I mean, these are not Americans. I don't know how anyone could make the argument that this is protected. And I understand it is. And it shouldn't be. That's all I have to say about that. But listen. We skip around.
On Instagram. We're on a statewide campaign for Biden.
Yeah. Let's listen.
So are you just following us or
recording us?
Y'all weren't recording and following us
down there, so
failed you.
You were with us down at that location and then the middle location and now here. So
I saw you on 4th.
You've been following us and recording.
So do you want to know why we're here?
We're safe and we're not going to have a problem.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's see.
You're going away to live here too. So
I just want.
No. That makes us think.
Now, isn't this kind of funny? So they find two people that have been following them as they're protesting and marching through the streets, yelling shit.
That you guys are starting to become a threat. So I came over to make sure.
So now this little kid. I'll show you who is talking about that. Just remember that moment where you said, I perceive you guys as a threat now. Because they're there following them around, apparently.
I'm 19.
Keep in mind that this is exactly what they did to the Augusta County sheriffs, following them around, paying private investigators to tail them. This is literally what this group did. And yet they're a chubby guy, no offense to him, and a guy with a, you know, a mullet. Is that considered a mullet? Maybe. But and they view these two as threats.
Get the fuck out of my face, man.
And that guy, you know, he's a little bit louder. Oh, okay. So language warning. You're about to hear some language. So they've been yelling at these guys or talking down to these guys for a while. They've made fun of this guy's hair a little bit, and then they keep going. But listen.
Recording people?
That's your conclusion.
That's what they tried to do.
So following and recording people is not weird.
Thank you.
So posting people in a public place.
We don't have the right to do that.
And filming them is not weird.
You're following us. You're missing the underlying issue.
Didn't you film us? Didn't you film us? Didn't you film us?
Did I cost you?
Did you film us?
Did I come up to you? Did I get anywhere near you?
Yes, you came up to us because you came where we were at, and then you came over here.
I wish I was white privilege.
I never walked within 50 feet.
There's the first white privilege. You're going to hear that a lot.
Exactly.
And mind you, this was in Charlottesville, Virginia, maybe 2 hours ago.
He literally waited at the top of the hill for us to walk up here, and then followed us down here.
That guy, I want to know who he is because he's a loudmouth.
Mm-hmm. After he sat there and recorded people taking pictures and
and you'll see he's a goofball too because he's got like he really believes in the Second Amendment because he's got like six pistols on him. Super cool guy.
It said no televised actors
for the film crew. So you guys put him up.
Wonder why that might be applicable.
Yeah. So you put him.
So, just because I don't have the time. So this guy just called the girl a B word, and now look, now everybody cares about being proper and having etiquette. Listen, so now they're going to attack him. You see one big dude with a white shirt get all up in his face because he apparently just, you can't say that to a woman, even if the woman is being obnoxious and annoying. And full disclosure, I kind of agree with that. You shouldn't say anything negative or, you know, curse words and things like that at women. But and then they get all up in his face.
That's
not going to happen out here.
You talk to him man to man. Hold this. You talk to him man to man. You talk to me man to man. You don't talk to her like that. You don't do it. You don't
say
you don't.
That right there is Bonnie Chapman. See, this is a camera guy, Mr. Chin or Dr. Chin, whatever the hell his name is. The guy that was getting all loud with me. Now he's kind of stepped back into his place as a he calls himself a journalist. This is tabloid bullshit. They've now switched and they say they're not shooting a documentary or a reality show now. Now it's a documentary with scripts because you have scripts.
I'm a man. You talk to me like
get
that. Call
face.
Me a bitch.
Get out of my
call
face.
Me a
exactly.
bitch. Get out of my
exactly.
face.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. You gonna call a female
you
a bitch?
Do that.
And then a man
you
say
that too. That's the type of coward y'all are. Y'all do that to a female. Call me a bitch.
We don't do that.
Call me a bitch.
And just because you said that, you're deciding her right. She didn't say nothing to you. You gonna call her a bitch?
Do it again.
She didn't call you a bitch. Don't do it again.
Now I want to remind everybody this. Same crowd, that guy that's sitting there with the gun on his hip, trying to be all tough, you know, with a shirt that's entirely too small. Yeah, that guy. These are the same people that literally, when a patriot got in their face and did the same exact thing, they ran to the police station and filed verbal assault charges against him. You want to talk about double standards? This group is a bunch of idiots, like straight up dumbasses. And that's on the record.
Back up.
Do it to my face. You see, and it's funny because she sounds mad, right? She sounds mad. But do you guys not remember just a second ago when she's smiling? She doesn't seem mad there. But then she must have turned around and saw the cameras behind her, and she has to be mad now. Say it to my face. Say it when I'm standing right here. Idiots, bro. Now the police are coming out because they got all up in people's face. Now they start doing all the police are coming, see? All this stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever, idiots. This guy. Oh, God, the camera. There's plenty of pictures. So this is interesting. So this is that guy, Aubrey, Jafari, whatever. So how many of you guys knew that it's illegal for a felon to have body armor? It's a federal felony. For a felon to have body armor. Now, it's kind of funny because I knew this already from you know, watching other protests where there are people that clearly were felons that had body armor, and they usually got in trouble for it. He's got no plates in it because he knows he's not allowed to wear body armor. Or he's got a plate like this from Spartan Armor Systems, a really flimsy, like small, but, you know, level 3+. But I don't think he's got plates in it because he would be committing a crime. Now, that guy, you can't see him by my head. He's got a... Yeah, let me just skip around. So again, here's the Mr. Chin guy. Let me just jump again. All right, so I'm gonna just let this play out for just a second because this whole thing is really funny. When you actually watch it, they just go back and forth, man. They just hate these two people. And I gotta give it. These people here, those two guys, the guy with the mullet and the other guy that's wearing the mask, they are patriots. They're sitting out there and they're challenging them. They've been threatened with violence. You'll hear more of that in a second. People getting in their face, spitting while they're yelling at them. People with guns acting all tough. Be like, hold my shit. Hold my shit. Oh, God, dude. Weak. That's what it is. It's weak. I'm sick and tired of white people telling black people how to protest. How many times have we heard that? Isn't it? Aren't these the very same people that say when patriots go to D.C., even though a small fraction of those people committed crimes, but that everybody that went to D.C. was an insurrectionist? Because that's what they said when I was in Stanton. Do you hear the voices? Like, just how annoying?
I just said that
from the park. No, I said I saw you in the park. I watched your live stream.
See, look, see. This is how we're supposed to come together and make change if you're
All right, so you heard a couple of threats. Now, I want to point out, so this is a cameraman. I don't know what kind of camera he's got. He's got a small little camera now. And then this is one of their actors. This is an actor. This is an actor's head. And again, they're mic'd up. Maybe they're hiding their mics because I'm not seeing them. But typically, the mics are out and the whole camera crew's there. So you know these guys are wearing mics today.
This bonehead will beat that ass, though. Understand that?
Okay, so, oh God, you can't see it. Maybe you will. Hold on. So you can see the butt of one gun here. He's actually got, I think he's got two guns and pepper spray on that hip, on this side, and on the other side, he's got two guns too. Like, damn. No, he's got one and pepper spray on that.
I saw Jafari when I was black when we get arrested on Monument Avenue in September.
And again, camera crews. Here's another one of the actors. This lady here, she's an actor. She's a kid. This one, I don't know who that is.
What are you supposed to do?
Holding the sign, I don't know what it says.
What would you have done? What would you have done differently?
God, they're so loud. He's so loud and scary. He's so loud. I'll be honest. I'm just curious why I wasn't talked to this way. That's what I don't understand. And granted, that guy wasn't there, but you're going to hear in the next couple of minutes, there's a lot of threats from a lot of people. How come these threats weren't there when I was there? I that's all I'm asking. Not that I want to pick a fight, but I'm just saying, how come those kind of threats, like, oh, hold my stuff, I'm going to fight this guy. Granted, again, big dude with 17 guns, he wasn't there that day, but all these other little tough guys were. There was no tough talk that day.
Quick answer. What would you have done
when they got in fight to start with? That's what I would have
done. Nigga, when you're a pussy,
okay, the fight happened.
I'll be your Huckleberry, he says. Listen.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
You're a pussy.
All right, so maybe you just saw it out of the corner, but yeah, he's got two pistols on one side, one on the other. What the fuck, bro? Like, come on. Is it just because you can? There's Mike Donovan entering the fray. You'll see that in a second. You talk shit, but you ain't about that life. That dude's not about that life. Why do you need that many guns? You're clearly not that good with your hands, if that's the case.
We film everything that you motherfucker.
All right, now listen. Listen, this is important.
Look at that white little beep.
You heard that, right? Look at that white little beep. Now watch, because you know who's saying that? Mike Donovan. He's talking about this guy here. You're going to hear him. And then he calls them liberals and all sorts of weird stuff. Almost like he's turning and becoming a conservative or trying to portray one. Maybe it's his day to sound like a conservative or what he perceives a conservative to be. Listen. And again, apologize. If you have kids, don't let them listen to this. But it's a very important for us to show, because everyone's like, oh, the protests look peaceful. When I'm there live streaming out to social media, guess what? They don't act like this. You know why? Because unlike Black Lives Matter 757 on Facebook, who has been broadcasting these little minutes, like this video was put out 2-3 hours ago. It's got 297 views. I've got more people watching on Twitch than he has views in total. When I go out there, they know that I'm streaming to thousands of people. They don't act like this, which is why it's important for me to show you what actually happens. And the reason I'm so bent about these people, and I want to see Mike Donovan in jail, and I want, because I think he's taking advantage of all these kids. Listen.
Look at that fucking bitch. Jesus Christ. This is why people hate white liberals, bro. You, look in the mirror, you stupid piece of shit. You're a fucking insignificant block. You're here and you won't even tell people who you are. You're a stupid piece of shit. You're inconsequential. If you want to matter, get up and do something. Put your goddamn name on something.
That's his phone, not mine. Sorry, I know it's loud, but and they're still going, mind you. Mike Donovan is still going at this guy that's standing there. Now, this is that kid. Remember the kid that said he's starting to feel threatened, where I said I'd point him out? This is him. 19 years old. Little loudmouth. It's so bad. These kids are being used. I don't know if they think they're acting. I don't know if they think they actually care about this stuff anymore. I really just don't know. I'm starting to think maybe cult leaders or something like that. But listen.
I'm sorry, what's your name? Because right now I know you as piece of shit. What's
thank you, Gina, for that cash app. Thank you.
Piece of shit. I look at you and that's what you
it's funny because he says, why won't you tell me your name, you piece of shit? I don't want to know your name, you piece of shit. Oh, what's your name, piece of shit? I don't talk to piece of shit. When you want to talk to me, you piece of shit. He just keeps going. Listen, it's great.
You look like a fucking piece of shit. And you smell like
I smelt you and you want to talk, what is this guy, a huge Biden fan? I smelled you and you smell like a piece of shit.
I listen to you and you hear me as a piece of shit. You won't tell me your name. I assume you're a piece of shit. I don't talk with pieces of shit. You want to tell me who you are?
All right, so, oh God, you can't see it. Hold on, this is important. Let me minimize myself real quick. And I'm just going to go back just a hair. Just a hair. All right, let's see.
You a piece of shit. What's your name? I don't like to talk to people who
watch.
Are a piece of shit. I look at you and that's what you look like. You look like a fucking piece of shit. I smell you and you smell like a piece of shit. I listen to you and you hear me as a piece of shit. You won't tell me your name.
You see right there, or maybe you can't see, this is a camera guy with a camera right in his face. This is all an act. And this kid over here, this I guess he's a minor, maybe, that's what someone said. He's got a YouTube channel with the worst freaking rap you've ever seen in your life on it. And I'm not going to plug it because it sucks. But he's sitting there laughing. Apparently, he's like Mike Donovan's adopted son or some shit like that. And there's a lot of weird stuff. And I'm going to try to get an interview with the kid's mom because there's some weird shit going on there, too, but watch.
I assume you're a piece of shit. I don't talk with pieces of shit. You want to tell me who you are? I'll talk to you, bro. You want to get in my face? I'll get in your face. You want to touch me? I'll put the shit out of
you. Now, you see, that's a threat. He just threatened him right there. And again, I want to remind everybody how important it is for people to understand standards, right? These are the very same people that press charges against someone for doing exactly what they're going to do right here. Again, Mike Donovan didn't do that when he knocked my camera and I said, hey, you guys don't know who I am, but I'm going to sue the shit out of you, break my camera. Mike Donovan came up and apologized. He was like, did I hurt your camera? I'm sorry. He didn't act like this, like a big tough guy. What does he just think? Is he empowered because he's got a bunch of idiots with guns around him? Is that why? I don't understand the mindset. And here's the argument too. How does this help black lives? How does this help? How does this help what they're out here apparently campaigning for? Oh, and this guy. This is the new hired security that they have. He was all right there. So if this guy did anything, this guy is going to jump in. This guy was there the day I was covering the protest as well. He also didn't come right. He didn't come near me either. But the other security guy, who's their head of security, he told me that they're all employees.
Wait, like honestly,
No, here comes Loudmouth. I'm just going to call him Shitstick. Let's call him Shitstick. Here comes Shitstick. Oh, here's the best part. Listen carefully.
He likes the shit. He knows, bro. He's probably on the grinder list this year, bro. He's probably a grinder friend, bro.
You ain't about shit.
It's funny that Mike Donovan is talking about Grindr because we've received like 50 million tips from people that know him from Grindr. And I just didn't want to touch that because that's nasty shit right there. But it's funny that he's talking about that.
Piece of shit. You ain't about
shit. You don't actually have any response to any of the things I'm saying.
What about
you can't even state your name.
Now, find out who's furnishing nicotine products to this kid. He's vaping. That's a crime. I bet it's Mike Donovan. Arrest him. Arrest him. I don't know if it's him. I don't really care.
I asked what your name was. You want to give
me? They're continuously trying to get his name. Maybe so Mike Donovan can dox him. I don't know what the purpose is, but they, you know, trying to get this guy to unmask so they could take pictures of his face. I don't understand it.
I'm not going to talk to you. I asked you for your name. You're a coward. Yeah, because you keep screaming, you stupid coward. Identify yourself and talk to you. If not,
straight
shut the fuck up.
No, you're a tough guy.
You're a straight coward, bitch.
You won't identify yourself yet. You're
a straight coward. Bitch.
So
that's
dumb.
What you are.
Come on, say your name. What look at all like these. Right
in and here's a bigger question. This guy here, the security guy, how can you even do that job? I don't know who he is. I don't know his background. I don't know his values, but I'm guessing that he may be a licensed security guard. Maybe he's not. But how could you even stand by and tolerate this kind of stuff? I just don't understand that.
Say your name.
Why are you worried about what's in his pocket?
Here's the guy. Watch. See, he's got the two pistols on his hip. What the fuck, dude? What the hell? He's got the two pistols. And that's on one side. He's got one on the other side, too.
Like, you matter. You're insignificant. Tell me what your name is. You'll matter a little.
They keep saying they're not going to talk to him, but it's tell me what your name is. Yeah. Look, so he's got... Here, let me rewind. Oh, boy. So stupid.
Seems like you're in a situation. So, you don't want to hear, right?
See, he's got the one here, and then he's got one in the front too, bro. I just don't understand that. Why you got three guns on? I just don't get it. I mean, I get the whole Second Amendment. Oh, I've never been a big fan of open carrying. See this? He's got a revolver, and then he's got this thing, and then he's got one on his other hip, and then pepper spray. Like, come on, bro. Like, come on. All right, here. This is where it's pretty funny because this guy he keeps saying the same thing. Hold my shit, hold, and he does it again.
You have a personal vendetta against us for some reason. Then why are you here?
Why I live here?
So why didn't you take your anger up with him instead of calling her a bitch? Why about that? Why don't you make me, bitch?
That's kid shit right there.
What's good? Somebody hold this. What's good? What's good then, bro? What's up?
And here comes. I guess he dyed his hair. He decided not to be the white haired anymore. All right, I've had enough of this shit. That's what these BLM protests are. So for anyone who hasn't watched the BLM protests, well, you just got, you know, exposed to the protests. I don't know. That was today in Charlottesville, Virginia, and apparently they're protesting for Black lives while making complete and utter fools of themselves. Complete and utter fools. Did it ever occur? And I understand it doesn't occur to them because they're not actually, they don't care about what they're doing. The only reason they're out there is to try to make sure, TV shows. That's the only thing they're out there. But they could literally just talk to people. They could. No, he said he's 100% disabled veteran. So thank you for your service, asshole. You still look like an idiot with three guns and a thing of pepper spray. I don't understand it. Because here's the thing. If you're going to carry like a rifle and then a pistol, got you. I understand that. Even though I'm not a big fan of open carrying, I'd rather not display that I'm carrying a gun. But I understand. That's your Second Amendment right. Or even, let's even go this. Say you're wearing a flak vest, right? And you got a little piece there and you got one on your hip too. I understand that. Or if you got one there and you got one in your ankle or something like that. I get that. But to wear three guns, two a revolver, another gun, and then a gun on this side, and then pepper spray? Come on, bro. Come on, dude. Like... I don't understand that. I wouldn't be able to have a conversation with him because I'd just be like, come on, man. You'd be like, what, you don't believe in the Second Amendment? I'd be like, actually, I do. But I don't believe in this. I really don't. I just don't understand it. But these people, they don't care. They're not out here to actually conversate. They're not out here to talk. If they were out there to talk, they would have taken that opportunity to talk to that guy with the mask. They started immediately just going up accusatory towards him. They didn't try to be like, hey, why are you out here? Oh, you read something or you have this feeling about this or that. So let's talk about it. Let's try to figure this out. Instead, no, they just go and attack. And we've seen that over the past year. And that's why I thought it was really important to just show, to tell you guys. You know, to show what's really going on and show you it's still happening. It's just at a much smaller scale now. It just doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. And again, these are the same people. The guy with the one that was wearing the flak vest or the bulletproof jacket without, I guess, the insert, because he's probably not allowed to. I'll be honest. I saw that and I'm like, go to jail. But, you know, they don't care. They don't care. I mean, that guy's, I mean, you could Google him. Like, Black Lives Matter actually tried to get this guy out, Black Lives Matter 757, because they said he's a grifter. That Audrey guy, you know, he's got, and again, one felony, and he said he has his rights restored, but I don't think you're getting your rights restored, because he, for one, he's never carrying a firearm, so I don't know if I even believe that. And two, it's not for body armor, it's a federal law, not a state law. I just don't understand it. Someone said, I thought making a threat while having a gun is illegal. Technically, it would be. Technically. But I think it's a felony, right? You have to commit it. Well, I don't know about guns. That would be a good question. That would be a good question. And would it be times three because he's got three guns on him? Could that guy with the thing go and press charges against, tough guy there? Could he go and press charges against him for doing that? I have no idea. My dogs are barking now. Someone said you can't get rights restored without a pardon. I don't know. Someone said, no, it's a threat to commit. Yeah, I mean, they did it a lot. They did a lot. That video is evidence, and that's why I downloaded it, just in case those two guys that were there do want to press charges for the threats that were made. I have that video, because I'm sure BLM 757 will delete it. Any threat carrying a gun is a felony, someone said. Gotcha. But I don't know, man. Someone said dogs barking. No, it's because I barked. I went roof or something like that. That's why they're barking. Plus, my wife is downstairs. Yeah, I mean, let's not talk about the Chapman family or anything like that because, you know, we don't know. This could just be the one daughter that's gone batshit crazy. I don't want to talk about Dog the Bounty Hunter. I don't want to talk about anybody else that's part of that family because I'll be honest, they're probably just as embarrassed of her as we are of her. Because, and that's a beauty. I'm embarrassed to see that. I'm embarrassed to see that protest. Worldwide Freedom Rally. Everyone should reach to your state. I'm going to go and record in Indianapolis. That's good. We are actually going here. So I've got some announcements, all right? Some announcements. And then we'll end the show because it's been an hour anyway. Adam's going to go to New York on Friday. I think he's still doing a show on Friday, and then he's going to New York. He's going to cover the Freedom Rally live on our network. Sunday, he's going to cover the Citizens Against Political Persecution Rally, and it's going to be a big rally. So he'll be there with the live view, and we'll be live streaming that out as well. And then you guys are going to see next week on the website, there's going to be some new stuff on the Citizen Stringer website. We're going to have, if you want to write for us, I just got to figure out a couple more things. You'll be able to actually get on there and make money, you know, for writing news articles and all that stuff once we approve the writing. But we're also going to be hiring. We have a deal. I don't know if I should say it. Yeah. We're going to be hiring a couple of people in cities across America. And basically, remember, for a lot of you guys that remember when we were talking about doing the ride-alongs, and Friday and Saturday kind of do something like live PD, but, you know, just ride-alongs, you know, getting to meet police officers and all that. With COVID, we've been unable to actually get anybody to agree to do it. You know, plus there's a lot of liability. They don't want us to live stream, and we're like, oh, we have to. And they're like, can you delay it so you can blur out names and personal information? I'm like, no, kind of defeats the purpose of what we're doing. Plus we can listen to it on a scanner, so it's the same thing. I've decided we're going to do it a little bit different. And I kind of got the idea from TW Lives and Caulfield and all these other people that are doing in Bakersfield, California. They do all these stringers, you know, so they follow around and pull, you know, chase the emergency calls and capture video while they're there. So we're going to do that on Friday and Saturdays, starting in a couple of weeks, once we get some people in cities across America, where we will compensate you for going out. You'll use our system right through your cell phone and a mobile hotspot. You'll be able to live stream directly in, and we'll kind of run it'll just be Citizen Stringer Live, and you'll be able to watch what's going on in cities across America, whether it's protests, whether it's just, you know, people going nuts. So early next week, I'll have an application up there. You have to have a clean background. I don't care if you have a criminal record. You just can't be like a pervert, sex offender, anything like that, because I'll never hire one. And then you got to be able to drive and have a clear driving record. But Tito Guardian said you can ride along with me. Are you law enforcement? If you are, let me know. I'll send a camera crew with you. Hell, I'll send you a phone. You could just live stream right from your own truck. And that goes with any other police officers, because I know we have a huge audience of police officers that watch. If you can get the approval, we'll send you a system that you can hook up into your car. I'll send someone out to set it all up. You could hook it up to your car and just live broadcast so people could see what it's really like. If you watch live on patrol, that's what we want to do, but we just want to have it so people can see and sit, you know, all across on a much bigger scale so they could see. I'd prefer to have a camera crew, but with COVID, a lot of people say we can't do that. But that's what we're going to do. It's going to be Citizen String Alive. Yeah, I know. Portland PD are never going to let me do a ride along with them. And I know a bunch of you guys watch too. If you can ever get that to work, you let me know. I'll have to be incognito as shit. I'll probably have to send someone else. Can you think about it? Just how much Portland, the community, hates me there. If I was live streaming from inside a police car. Oh my gosh. I would put all police. No, I wouldn't do that. But yeah, so that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be setting that up, and it will be paid, you know, so we'll have not a lot, obviously, but we'll pay for like the 3 hours. And then what we're going to be doing also is building up a network of people that are able and have the resources and the means to go out to some of these actual breaking news. So if there's a press conference, this is what I kind of talked about. This was the whole purpose of the Citizen Stringer app, that this part isn't there yet, but we're going to have like essentially a bid board where we're going to say, hey, there's a press conference at this place. It's going to be an hour shoot. You know, we're paying $150. If you're an approved person, you know, that has the technology and we have already checked you out and all that, where you represent us, well, you'll be able to just accept that through the app, use our technology to be able to go live. So it won't, it's amazing. You know, that's one of the bigger things. It's not just going to be these shows. It's going to be something much bigger. I want a community source every bit of news that we have, both left, right, center, everything. But yeah, that's it. Someone said, make a job flyer, please. I have a huge group of people that are all about the radar groups that might be interested. Oh, you'll see it. You'll see it. How do I use the Citizen Stringer app to record, Steve? Amber, you can message me the directions. Who's Amber? You talking about April? It's not, I mean, I talked about it real quick the other day, and I'll show it real quick today. The way you do it, because you can't live stream through the app right now. We have it turned off because we don't want people to do it. But what you can do is when you're in the app on your phone, you'll see this picture up at the top. Shit, you can't see that. Who am I? Oh, maybe you can there. Hold on. So you'll see that one. So it's a lady holding the phone and it said, record now, start recording. So once you click on that, it brings you to a camera picture like this. One day I said I would make a video later, but it'll bring you to a camera picture like this. You'll click the show. So if you want to make a video response to this show, you would go into the app, you click up there where it says Wake Up America, and you take your little video. When you change, because this will put up like a closest address to you, you just click on it down at the bottom and you could change your address. And you could do all sorts of stuff. But those videos, I'll play those. So if you have a question, you want me to answer a question, I'll review it. I'll post the question up so everyone could see it on here. Or you could even say at the back end, don't post the question. I won't post it. But that's how you could participate in the show. We just haven't done it yet. We haven't set it all up. Tito said I can live stream. Yeah, I don't know if you're law enforcement, but if you are, Tito, send me an email, bud. We'll send you out all the information. We'll send you out a whole system. You're just going to have to verify who you are and all that stuff. But anyway, so that's it. I appreciate everyone. Someone said, who all sent super chats? Can't even see this. Did super chats come in today? I apologize. I get carried away with the show, so I didn't even pay attention to it. The only one I could see is Barbara. Barbara sent one with the Worldwide Freedom Rally. She's the only super chat that I see right here. Someone said Tito isn't law enforcement. Oh, okay. You're just messing around. Don't do that. Don't have time. Don't mess around. See if I can get some of these stars. That's those bells that you hear. Oh, God. There's a lot of names. I'll give a big shout out. Jolene. Yeah. Laura, Renee, JR, Melvin, Jamie, Kate, and Ann. Thank you guys for your stars on Facebook. I appreciate that. I think I read everybody's name. Someone else just said they sent it. And I'm like, well, I don't see your name. That's why I didn't say it. And Sean in Step. Thank you for your things, for your stars. And again, we are monetized again on Facebook, so don't be sheep. Sheepish is what I meant to say. But you can do that or just go visit Pure Truth Clothing. We're not doing the sale anymore, but if you, I don't have the link actually, but we have all sorts of new Yeet shirts. I put them out yesterday. I'll find it real quick and then I'm ending this thing because Adam's supposed to be live. Oh, come on. What is it? There it is. I'll put this in the chat. These are priced pretty low. It's a Yeet Definition t-shirt. A lot of you guys purchased it yesterday. A ton of shirts were sold. So I appreciate that. It's another way of supporting us without having to support big tech as well. Buying stuff, or you could visit citizenstringer.com/support. And that's one way to do it. Hey, and here's another option. For any of you guys that are out there that are business owners and you want to advertise on a big network that gets, you know, a lot of views, we have opportunities. You know, we don't want to always just be like, hey, send stars, send super chats. So if any of you guys have a business and you want to, you know, promote that business, we'll do that on my show or Adam's show, or when we start the Citizen Stringer Live thing, you'll be able to sponsor a whole show. So those opportunities are available for anyone that wants to do those. With that said, I'm going to go hang out with my wife because I've been working all day, so I barely have seen her. And it's only she and I here. But I appreciate all you guys for watching. We'll see you later. As a reminder, check out SpartanArmorSystems.com and use code YEET YEET and get everything 10% off in their store. See you later, guys.